and we are going to go to the hotline now to bring in the head coach of the University of Central Florida, George O'Leary. George, appreciate you taking time to join us here today.
That's no problem, fellas. Whatever you do to help.
Appreciate it. Let's get right into it here. You coach Blake Bortles. Many people thinking he will be the top quarterback taken in this draft. Let me ask you simply, what does a franchise who uses an early first-round pick on Blake Bortles get in that quarterback?
Well, I think they get a very good athlete that has the stature that's needed in that league to see over the line of scrimmage and has the arm strength to make the throws that has to be made. Plus, you know, he's a guy that can avoid a rush. He's all the things that I've coordinated in that league, so I know what pretty much the quarterbacks need to do. And he has all those things he can do. And it's like anything else, you know, I think very, very few quarterbacks coming out, I think, are franchise guys. I think they've all the ones playing today, most of them, except for maybe one or two, are understudies. And I think that's how difficult that league is to play.
Let's talk about his rise to prominence with you as he became your starting quarterback and then put himself in this strata. What about the intangibles in terms of the way he approaches the position, George, and how impressive was that with his mindset to be your guy as his career developed at UCF?
Well, I think he's a film rat. You know, if you used to say gym rat if you're a basketball player, but he was a film rat as far as looking to get better. And I think there's no question, I think he has a great head on his shoulders as far as understanding schemes of defense and understanding the weaknesses of coverage. And again, a lot of people say, well, they have that, but he works at it. He can draw plays on the chalkboard and show you the coverage and the reads off of things. And I think the big difference for all these young quarterbacks coming out is the picture windows gets a lot smaller in the NFL, and the delivery time gets a lot tighter. So that's the biggest learning curve for all those young quarterbacks going to the NFL.
George, you talked about how there aren't many franchise quarterbacks, if any, in this year's draft class. Really, Andrew Luck, John Elway, those are the guys that are the measuring stick, and it's tough to have a quarterback be at that level. But you have pointed out correctly that understudies have succeeded. As an understudy, what in your mind is the thing that Blake Bortles would need to improve upon and learn so that he is ready to step in a year or two down the road and become a franchise quarterback?
Well, let me clear up. First of all, I think there's a lot of good quarterbacks that are eventually going to be very good pro quarterbacks coming out. But I think the biggest thing they all have to work on is probably the time and the delivery of the time, just the speed of the game. I think it's much quicker at that level. It's a lot more disguise, a lot more, you know, different looks that you're getting from pro coverages, and be able to pinpoint passes on man coverage and throw the ball where it's catchable so they can't get their hands up, because the coverage tightens up. And I think that's the biggest learning curve, is delivery time and basically that window, that picture window that you have to throw in and making sure it's delivered on time. But I think, you know, Blake has all those things. He has the arm strength. He has awareness. He has, you know, I think he works at what he's supposed to work at. I was impressed with him because I thought leaving that some of his mechanics had to get better, and he spent a couple of months out in California and he came back and really tightened everything up and had a wonderful pro day. And, you know, and I think it was very impressive in pro day, that making the different throws he had to make, and they put him through a regime of different types of things that day, and I thought he handled it really well. And I think wherever he ends up, I think that he's eventually going to be a very, very good NFL quarterback.